Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in. Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to be here today, and I'm just going to be jumping straight into this call. I think this is going to be a very, very powerful conversation for many, and I am just really looking forward to bringing this to you guys. So when it comes to the deconditioning process, what I mean when I'm saying that, we know that this is a phrase in human design, but essentially it is just the process of reconnecting to who you really are. And that process is one where you are being almost directed by yourself, like you are being directed by this inner knowing, even though it doesn't feel like it's us, because we're still, because actually a lot of us think of ourselves as just this, like as this meat sack, this body, the name Tegan, like this is who I am. But I and who we actually are is so much more than just a body, than just a person, than just a concept of ourselves. So that's a whole other conversation. But essentially, when you get into like personal development, or you find yourself exploring yourself with these modalities such as human design, I will tell you how this, like, you know, how this really began. There was curiosity. There was a moment where you saw things with clarity. And what I mean by that is you could see, you had an experience where you're like, this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like to be me, to live as myself. It doesn't have to be how I always thought it was going to be. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be this. It doesn't have to be that. And we start to have these realizations and we get excited about it. You know, like it's exciting to realize, holy shit, it doesn't have to be like this. It can be how I want it to be. However, we're being strung along on this little journey of becoming who we are, which is essentially someone we always were. It's just tapping into this version of ourselves that we're not habitually conditioned to be. The process, this is a distraction that I've noticed many of us go into, and myself included, which is why I'm sharing it with you guys, is that we have, like, there's many tactics that we will use to maintain our concept of self. And the number one, like, tactic is not focusing on ourselves, because essentially your outside reality, your external world, it will shift when you, with the shifts of your internal. However, a lot of the distraction, what I mean by distraction that comes through, is we're living in a material world, we're living in a material reality, we see with these eyes and we focus on external. So if we're not aware of it, we tend to just focus on, I need to change the external. And also pair this with the excitement of learning, holy shit, it doesn't have to be how I was taught. You know what usually happens with that is we run to our loved ones and the people we care about and go, it doesn't have to be like this, because we're excited, because we're genuinely excited. We've had this moment of like clarity. We've had this realization. We've had this new idea come through, and we want other people to experience it. But however, usually the people that we go to, that we go, this is how it gets to be, you know, whether it be friends, family, loved ones, a lot of the time, the people that we're running to because we're excited are people that we were conditioned by and that are conditioned the same way we are. So when we get this little inkling of new idea, what tends to happen as a distraction is
instead of focusing back on ourselves and going, wow, okay, I've had an experience of this, but I am not this yet. It's a process of also meeting yourself where you're at. And look, as I said, this is something I'm really excited to talk about, because this is something I've noticed is a huge distraction, has been a huge distraction for me. And when you notice it, you can clock it. So this is why this conversation is so powerful. If you can notice this, you can clock it. You can bring awareness to it and you can redirect your attention. So one of my major distractions on my own journey of letting myself be who I really am, yes, is this destructive mechanism of I need other people to understand. And it's like, I want them to understand because it feels so good to be yourself. It feels so good to be who you really are. And also, you can begin to get frustrated when your perspective starts to shift, because look, it's a process. This is a process that requires, like, it's unique to everybody. So I don't want to set too many parameters or limitations, because all of our journeys are different. But just like when you turn a light on and there's a little bit of a lag for the power to go through before the light goes on, there's also a unique time process to us really, truly stepping out of the conditioning, because it's habitual and it's a process that requires patience and for us to constantly shift our focus back. And in the beginning, we get a little taste test of what it feels like to be us, but that doesn't mean we've embodied it. And what I mean by that is it doesn't mean it's who we be. It's just an idea. And when we aren't being the thing, trying to convince other people, this is what it can be like when we actually we're not fully embodied in that yet. You can see how that cycle in itself could just end, you could just end up looping around in circles forever. And been there, done that. So instead of focusing on, oh my goodness, I've had this experience, I've noticed within myself a shift that I could make to really be more of who I am and to like embody this version of me that I've just had a glimpse of. Instead of focusing on that and making that our priority, many of us go, I need to make sure other people understand, but before we've embodied that. And I'm not saying it's bad, I'm saying it's a distraction, because it's really embedded in good intention. You can see that. It's like you're excited. You want to share. You want to share it. You want to share it with other people. Like, guys, it doesn't have to be like this. You can live life your own way, you know, and it can get frustrating. But the key is to like focus your energy, focus your attention on what you can control, which is yourself, your perspective, your level of embodiment, what you're focusing your attention on, how you're responding, what you're saying, how you're acting. These are all things that we can pull out of our unconscious experience, and we can become very conscious and intentional about who we be. And with patience and with dedication to that, we end up being the thing that we wanted to show other people. Okay. And when you're being the thing, when you've become, which means you've completely reshaped yourself, you now do not need to convince other people, because you are being it. And you will naturally repel people who are not ready to receive that. And you will attract people who are like, I want this. And you won't have to explain it with words. It will be in how you act. It will be in who you be in every moment. It will be in how you behave. It will be in how you show up. And this is embodiment. And this is how you get to impact other people, because it isn't just about you. You know, the process of becoming who you are is so much more than about you, as in about this I meet Zach, Tegan, because that's not who we are. We're so much more than that. We are everything. We are our external environment. We are our relationships. We are our connections to others. We are all of that. So it's not a selfish journey to get to know who you are. In fact, it's the opposite of selfish. It's a selfless journey, coming home to who you really are, releasing the concept of self, the conditioning that we hold on to because we care more about how other people see us than we care about living out our true purpose in this life and impact. And actually, that's where the fun happens. Instead, we're trying to hold together this concept of self that we were conditioned and taught was right and wrong. And we hold on to that because we're more worried about ourselves. We're more worried about being validated by others than we are with going, hey, I'm gonna allow myself to just like, I'm not gonna allow this idea of myself to unravel so the real me can be here. Because we are all on this planet with our own unique genius and our own unique purpose. And that is important for everybody. It is our highest service to dedicate ourselves to being who we really are meant to be in this life and to express ourselves. That is our highest purpose and calling in this world. So it is not, in my opinion, at all selfish to go, I'm going to figure out who the fuck I am. And I'm going to dedicate myself to that, even if it means constructs, you know, crumbling, people's opinions changing, judgments, even if it means these challenges. That's all part of the process that allows you to fully unleash yourself and fully just set yourself free to be who you really are. So that was the common distraction I really wanted to talk about today. It is that one that's well-intended of like, I want to guide others. I want to help others. We all do. But we do that by helping ourselves first. We do that by like dedicating ourselves first. In order to lead, we must go there first. We can't get a little glimpse of something and go, whoop, that's how good life gets to be. And then go, I need to change everyone around me. You can't do that because, you know, naturally, we naturally have the desire to be sovereign beings. And what I mean by that is we naturally have the desire to direct ourselves via our own inner compass, via our own intuition, which is, of course, in human design, our good old authority. So our strategy and authority. We all have that natural desire. So it doesn't feel natural to be told what to do. Even if the person telling you what to do actually has what you need, unless someone invites you to do that, unless someone like comes and goes, I want to hear what you have to say. It's like the sovereignness is removed when you go to your family and friends and go, this is how it is, guys. This is the truth. And they didn't ask for that. It feels like they're being told what to do. So they're going to naturally reject it. You do the same thing. We all do it. And that's really what's so important and so cool about when we learn about strategy and authority in human design. And we realize that there's actually a skill to learn in regards to how we communicate. In regards to sharing our ideas, this is a skill that is developed in this, you know, in this human experience. So we have these gifts, we have this inner genius, and we're learning how to express it. And a huge part of that, regardless of whether you're a generator, a manifesting generator, a reflector, a projector, a lot of the definition within ourselves that is meant to express and connect with others for the purpose of uplifting and expanding other people are projector channels. So this is actually a really cool little perspective to take in human design. You may be a generator. You may be a manifesting generator. You may be these types of, you know, you might maybe these energy types. However, you may have a lot of channels that are defined within you that are projector channels. And this actually goes for me. And it was very helpful for me to learn this about myself. I'm a manifesting generator. I'm designed to respond and then initiate through response. However, most of my channels are actually projector channels. So this was super helpful for me to learn and to know that I'm actually like what's really a part of my mission and purpose is to position myself in a way that people can come to me and go, I see you, I resonate with you, I connect with what you're sharing, and I want in. And then I can either receive that invitation if it's correct or redirect that invitation if it's not correct, if it's not the right timing or if it's not aligned. So the same thing with this distraction process is a lot of the time we're actually trying to share information that, yes, it may be helpful, but if it's not done correctly and it's not energetically, it is usually incorrect for us to go to somebody who never asked for our advice and start giving our opinions and advice. That is what we call unsolicited advice, isn't it? How, who's done that? I think we've all been there. So it's really cool to see that when we have something that we want to share that feels so like powerful, just trying to shove it down people's throats and go over and be like, bro, you need to know about this, even though you didn't ask, I'm going to tell you. That is not the right approach if you want to have the best impact, the biggest impact. And it's just natural. We all have that innate wisdom and we all have that innate genius and we all have that desire to be sovereign beings. So, of course, unless somebody has made the decision that they want to talk to you and they want to ask for your advice, it's probably going to be a little bit, if you know, there's going to be a little bit of a jolt there if you're trying to tell people, whatever, this is what you should do, blah, blah, blah. But on that as well, like, you know, that's all okay too, guys, because this is the cool thing about human design. You can see there's a unique spectrum to how we're all designed to operate. So another thing I have, which I'd love to share with you guys, which I'm sure will resonate with some of you, is I have the gate of shock. Now, what does that say? And there's another gate that's actually really cool, and it's similar to what I'm about to explain. But essentially, it's the design to shock people. And usually shocks don't happen with permission, do they? That's why they're a shock. They're a shock to the system because they were unexpected. So while I'm saying on one end, like, you know, it tends to be a distraction for us to go out of our way to try and convince people of things that they never asked for. On one end, yes, that's true. But on the other end, you can see that we also have this unique energy that's meant to be expressing where, look, sometimes people are going to give you unsolicited advice or things that you didn't ask for. But perhaps that is by design. Perhaps that is exactly what's meant to happen too. And this is what's so cool about human design. There is nothing wrong. There's no right or wrong here. It's just things will start to feel more natural and flowy, and you will stop feeling like you're just like paddling up river in your life, and you'll just be going with the current when you attune to your strategy and authority. When you attune to your strategy and authority. So for some, it will not be correct to give advice that wasn't asked ever. And then that will be their unique individual expression coming through. However, for other people, yes, there will be a bit of a give and a take. There will be like discerning when it's the right time to share, discerning when it's not. And that'll be a trial and error process. And that will actually still be the perfect expression of that human being's life. And when we can just surrender to that experience, it becomes so much more enjoyable, and we stop resisting and thinking, this is wrong about me, this is right about me. That's what's causing so much of the resistance anyway. Just the simple way that we have designed, that we've been conditioned to think, is the problem. And once you kind of release the shackles of that and you go, wait, I don't have to shame myself, or I don't have to blame others, like everything's actually okay, you can learn to enjoy the ride. And even when you're getting bumped left, right, and center, you can realize that this is the unique flow of your life, and that there's nothing wrong with that. So for some, yeah, like, guess what? This is a distraction I am explaining to you, because guess what? I've noticed that there are times when that is a distraction for me, but there's also times where that's aligned for me to shock people, you know, for me to share something that just shoot something in there that it wasn't really asked for. That's what a shock is. A shock is a jolt. A shock is a whoa. And you know, what's so cool about that is the energetics of it. You know, when you have certain energetic expressions, your auric field is operating in its own unique, spicy way. So I always imagine like my auric field is like a little zap to someone else's auric field. You know, it's so cool because energetically things shift in that moment, even if the person or the individual isn't consciously aware of it, things are shifting. Like, we don't actually need to know things, guys. Because what we think we know is just an idea center. It is not who we are. We actually, when we learn to trust life and surrender to it, the things will just come out of us. It will come out of us. We don't even have to know, guys. We don't have to know. We just have to attune back to our strategy and authority and really ground in trust. And then where trust and faith meets intention and execution, you have mastery. You have a beautiful life of expressing who you really are. So that was really what I wanted to cover today, the distraction piece. So when you're going on this journey, you've had some form of like initiation, you've had some curiosity spike, you've had a little glimmer, a little glimpse into how life could be, and you're realizing, wait a second, I don't like how my life is right now. And you know, that's all awesome. It's all part of the process. And usually the most common distraction is the one I explained. We get so excited about it. Instead of focusing on ourselves and focusing on making internal shifts and focusing on grounding deeper and deeper and deeper into the glimpse of who we were, and we like ground into that version of ourselves, and we become, and we, you know, we're able to express that, and now we are being the thing we wanted to show people. We are being it. We are just in it. And then naturally we will get so many invitations, we'll get so many correct initiations, because people will come to us. We don't have to try and shove things down people's throats. We just be it. We be it, people see it, and the ones that see it, they get that little glimpse like you did, and you become the glimpse, the space, the gap. You can become that in human form and energetic form. So don't try and force it. That's it. You don't need to force it. You don't need, I need to do this. I need to force it. Just relax, fall back into yourself, surrender to that, surrender to yourself and see what happens. And you know, when you're like, as I said, if you can clock this distraction, it's huge. This has taken me quite a while to really land in for myself. So I'm really excited for whoever is going to be watching this, that this is going to be a huge click and shift for you, because now that you've got that awareness, there's a space, there's a gap for you to now go, wait, I'm doing it. I'm distracting myself from my evolution. And you can bring your energy and focus back to yourself instead of directing it on like, my girlfriend needs to know this, my dad needs to know this, my mom needs to know that, I need them to understand. And then resenting people because it's not the correct invitations, it's not the correct conversations. It's a waste of your energy. You start resenting people. They're not listening to me. They don't get it. I'm trying to help. And you just avoid all of that shit because you bring the energy back. You ground deeper into love, into self-love, into self-trust, and you be it. And that is what, and you, as your frequency shifts, your energetic frequency shifts, you can just walk by people and have more of an impact than you would walking over and trying to talk words, because truth goes so much more than words. It's a feeling, it's an energy, it's a frequency. So focus on yourself, focus on your own journey. That's the best thing you can do for everybody. The best thing you can do is dedicate yourself to expressing yourself at your highest frequency, to being the highest version of yourself. And highest doesn't mean better than what you are now. It just means living your life to your fucking fullest potential. Living a life as who you were meant to be. And guess what? That life's the most fun. That life's the most freeing. That life is what you want. So anyway, that's what my conversation was today. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to wrap it up now and keep it nice and little, nice little cute bite-sized video for you. And yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram, check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform, see what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.